Hey guys, I'm so glad you've joined us today, and I can't think of a greater privilege than sharing the Word of God and the vision that the Lord has given us as C3, as ministers, as individuals. And I'm praying that this Word will have such a deep impact on your soul, will refresh you, inspire you, feed you, and strengthen you in Jesus' name. Let's go to the Word. Hi, so glad you've joined us today. I'm talking in a mini-series that we're doing on this podcast on the core values of C3, our movement. And the first is Christ-centered, the second is Spirit-powered, and the third is Connect-driven. So we're going to start with Christ-centered this week, and I want us to go to Ephesians 1, verse 1, where Paul introduces himself to the Ephesians in this letter, saying, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Straight away, in the first few words, he's saying, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. He is Christ-centered. The next, he says, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Twice in the first verse, he's mentioned Jesus. In verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Three times he's mentioned Jesus in just two verses. Then in verse 3, blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Now we're up to five times in just these few verses. And just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Paul was Christ-centered. And if we have a personal, private devotion in our lives to Jesus, not to a doctrine, a denomination, a theological position, whatever, but Jesus the person, is our first and foremost devotion in our lives, then that is what will come out of us. And when we realize that all of creation was made through him, for him, and to him, in the book of Colossians, Paul says all things. So God has created the universe to revolve around Jesus Christ. It was made for him, for his pleasure. We have been made for him. And that is why, as humans, we get so messed up when we're not living for him, especially as believers. We think God is living for us, but we're actually meant to be living for him. He might save us and heal us, but then we need to grow and go beyond that, where he's not just our savior, but he's our Lord, governing our lives. And we are submitting to him because we're living for him. Paul said in Philippians 3, verse 7, what things were gain for me, these I have counted loss for Christ. It's kind of interesting because a lot of people say, oh, I was on drugs, I was in jail, I was, you know, doing all kinds of bad things, and I had this and I had that, and I gave it all up for Jesus. But here, Paul is not saying about the things that were loss for him. He's talking about all the things that were gain for him. The huge inheritance he had, and all the righteous living that he had done. He said, in my conscience, I didn't know anything against myself. He was like living a very pure life. But he says, all the things that are to my benefit in this life, I count them as loss. And he uses a rich word there, counts them as dung, that I might have Jesus. He says, for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. He's not talking about just having knowledge as I got out of a book. He's talking about the experience of knowing Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as dung, as I said before, rich language, that I might gain Christ. These things that were once very valuable, significant, precious to me, are like dung in comparison to Jesus. And finding Jesus and then walking with him throughout our whole lives is what the call of God is. He's called us to that. And then he says in Philippians 3:9, I want to be found in Christ, not having my own righteousness from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. The secret to a well-balanced, fully orbed, powerful Christian life is when Jesus is alive at the center. Not the theory of Jesus, not the theology of Jesus, not the doctrine of Christ, but the living person, Jesus. Now, he talked about how you and I are to live in him and he in us in John 15. He said, I am the true vine and you are the branches. And so he said, if you abide in me, I will abide in you. It's our initiative to actually make the steps, take the steps to live in Christ. And as we orient our lives towards him, we will find they order themselves far better than when we put anything else at the center. And it always seems like there's something trying to replace Jesus in people's lives. Recently, it's been tragic to watch people evaluate their opinion as being more than the unity of the Spirit or than the message of Jesus. Even though they would say this is a good message, it's a righteous message, but Christ is the message that transforms people's hearts. Christ alone is the one who can impart righteousness and eternal life into our being. It comes from nowhere else. And when we are connected with Jesus in that vine, we will actually take in the sap of Christ into our own lives and become more and more like him the more time we spend with him. In fact, it's the original intention that Paul outlines in Romans 8 when he says, God had predestined us to be conformed to the image of his Son. So he wants us not only to be devoted to Jesus, but to become more like him. And if we keep Jesus Christ, at the center of the church and of our own lives, we're definitely going to find ourselves being way more magnetic than if we have just doctrine or religion or Christianity. There's something about Jesus that is extremely attractive. When he was here, people from everywhere came to hear him. I mean, the criminals and the righteous, the super righteous, the sick, the demoniacs, mothers with their children, rich people, poor people, they all wanted to get near him. And I believe that if we can have the aroma of Christ, Paul calls it, that we will find that that has an attraction about it. In fact, even in the invisible area, in the area where we can't see or hear, there's like a scent in an atmosphere that is either attracting or repelling. And when Jesus is at the center of our own personal lives, we're going to find that that attracts people to Christ. They draw near to him. In 1 Corinthians 2:2, Paul said when he went to the Corinthians, I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. There are times when knowing a lot about a lot of things is very helpful. And Paul knew a lot. He was extremely well educated, extremely knowledgeable, one of the smartest guys in history. But when he went to the Corinthians, he dialed out his knowledge and said, I determined to not know anything else. Even though he didn't know that stuff, he didn't want to try and impress them with his knowledge, didn't want to try and sound fancy with big words and exotic thoughts from overseas and other lecturers, etc. No, he wanted to simply preach Jesus Christ. like they did in the book of Acts. It says they preached Jesus. And when you and I have Jesus at the center of our message as well, we will find that that has an impact, because when we preach the word of God, it is Jesus. It says the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And as we keep Christ at the center of our own heart life, mental life, we meditate on him, we abide in him, as in John 15, we will bear the fruit that has the image of God in it, that looks like Christ, smells like Jesus, and has the power of God on it to convert other people in this life. This is a core value that I hold to, that our movement holds to, that Jesus must have the preeminence. God bless you. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. Check out more content on the C3 Church Global Instagram and YouTube page. C3 is a movement of many hundreds of churches around the world, Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and connect-driven. So wherever you are around the world, I encourage you to find a C3 church near you. See you again soon.